Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Hope you are well and thriving today. The nugget of motivation that I want to give you today is swift justice. Swift justice. And now, a story I'm going to share with you is one you probably don't know because you got to really dig deep into the scriptures to find it and to pay attention and read it through. And I share these words crafted by Liz Miller that points to the impact of these verses that we read in the book of Numbers. Okay, the book of Numbers. Again, theme swift justice. The verse here is from chapter 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad came forward. The names of his daughters were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They stood before Moses, yes, Moses, Eleazar the priest, the leaders, and all the congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So these five women stand before Moses and all the, quote, powerful men of their community. They tell those men that they are enforcing sexist practices, saying, daughters deserve a part of their father's inheritance. Change your laws. Stop excluding us. So Moses takes the request to God, who agrees with Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And guess what? The law changes. What an astounding story of justice. As soon as a practice is revealed to be harmful, those with the power to make a change do so. How? Because of God's blessing. Now, if you scan the footnotes of any Bible, searching to see if there are parts omitted here, it's tough to find. Surely Moses and the other leaders formed a committee to study the impact of this kind of change, right? Surely someone made a lengthy speech about the good intentions of the law. Didn't Eleazar the priest suggest an inheritance would actually be a burden to them? What I'm poking fun at here is all the excuses we make. No, we don't need to change. Just keep the law the same. Well, we have too many stories of how misused power and overly complicated processes delay or deny justice. Too many stories of people of color, LGBTQ+ folks, and disability communities speaking out about the harm they experience only to be ignored or silenced. Just think about the pain. Already the tragedy has happened to them, and now they continue to be ignored or silenced. We also have hear the daughters of Zelophehad calling us to act with swift, prayerful conviction. They stood there in that meeting saying, enough is enough. It's time for that law to change. And if you read the story, sadly, Moses, even though the law's changed, doesn't do it. You got to get all the way over to the book of Joshua before you're going to find out that they received the inheritance that God had already given them back with Moses. Well, I will remember the names of Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah, because we know that as often as we join the voices calling for change, there are times we are the ones with power to make the change. And that change could be in our local community, it could be in our congregation, it could be in our heart, it could be in our workplace, our school, it could be anywhere where we find ourselves where a voice is crying out. And in those moments, may the daughters of Zelophehad remind us to listen, to pray, and to act, because God's calling us to that. And so let God's justice, God's good news roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. On this day, may God move within you to be a part of the justice that our world needs so that all can have life and thrive, fully thrive. All right, good day.